You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Genetically modified technologies and organisms have struggled to receive the research or approval needed for various biotechnological innovations in New Zealand. The last time a formal review was launched into GMs were in 2001, in accordance to the 1996 Hazardous Substances and New Organisms Act. I spoke with Ganesh Nana from the Productivity Commission to discuss why regulatory overhaul needs to occur and how this can be achieved to breed innovation. Firstly, I just want to ask, why is there a need to push for regulatory changes for accessing genetically modified technologies in terms of scientific advancement in the last 20 years?
What I think the Productivity Commission recommended was a review of the current regulatory arrangements, recognising that those arrangements were put in place more than 20 years ago, and technology has advanced and has changed, and indeed the whole concept of genetically modified organisms has changed considerably over the last 20 years, and we need to make sure that our regulations are appropriate.
What sort of hurdles do you foresee in reviewing regulatory processes, whether that public sentiment or the government starts on having informed conversations?
Undoubtedly, it needs to be informed conversation, and the government is obviously a key player, but as are the community and indeed sectors and industries and business and researchers and scientists. So it's across the board. We need an informed conversation about what GM is and how it has changed over the last couple of decades, and indeed be informed by what's happening in other parts of the world, recognising that some consumers and markets will be reluctant, and there's no doubt about that, and that has consequences as well. But the conversation needs to happen because our current regulatory arrangements are not fit for purpose, because the technology has advanced and the processes around GM have changed so much that our regulations are not appropriate anymore.
The technology sector has backed the call suggested by the Productivity Commission, as well as the New Zealanders for Health Research Chief Executive Chris Higgins. How does the support on this level assist the recommendations called for in this report?
Well, the recommendations in our report is very much around full review of the regulation to ensure that it's fit for purpose and that it does encourage innovation, supports innovation, supported and regulated accordingly depending on our objectives and consumer attitudes and of those of the community, in particular for Māori, but also recognising that the way that GMO have been now regulated is still from under the Hazardous Substances and New Organisms Act of 1996, so that's more than 20 years ago. It's time for a review, it's time for an informed conversation, not just from innovators and the agriculture sector and the health sector in terms of advances there, but also with the consumer and the wide population.
Innovations such as the Impossible Burger have been able to be imported into New Zealand under the current provisions. Despite this GM being allowed into the country, why has other newer technology struggled to make it across the border?
Well, the struggle to get across the border in terms of the newer technologies is because our regulations are out of date, and in the food standards regulations are different from the HASNO HSNO regulation. And so the call for the review is just to get things in line and get them up to date and get them relevant to the technology that's available today and is potentially coming across the border. And if it does come across the border, we need to be aware of it and it's regulated appropriately.
The New Zealand Firms Reaching the Frontier report also calls for reviews to the Biosecurity Act to allow for further innovation. How would such a change help to improve international collaboration on genetic material between New Zealand and other parts of the world?
That sort of the GM and other related innovations is one of the keys to ensure our biosecurity and also to ensure that we can meet the challenges of the future as biosecurity and other challenges confront us. The collaborations with other parts of the world are inevitable, and if our regulations are not up to speed, it does inhibit our ability to collaborate with other parts of the world and indeed get the best out of both worlds.
That was Ganesh Nana from the New Zealand Productivity Commission talking to me about their report calling for regulatory changes to genetically modified organisms and related technologies.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.